The State Department of Public Safety is reviewing its safety procedures following a helicopter crash that took the lives of three men in March of last year. The crash is still under investigation. The Alaska State Trooper's Hilo 1 crashed near Talkeetna during a rescue mission, killing its pilot, a state trooper, and one civilian. Trooper Director Colonel Jim Cockrell says the National Transportation Safety Board has pointed out some concerns that need to be addressed,
including reviewing all our internal policies regarding our use of our aircraft with our department pilots. We're hiring a safety manager or safety officer to oversee all aspects of safety at the aircraft section. We've hired a new aircraft supervisor with an extensive aviation background, and same with a new commissioned lieutenant we put in the aircraft section.
Cockrell says the NTSB recommendations are not directly related to last year's accident. In addition to the three new hires, the troopers are now evaluating aviation training programs and are making changes in risk assessment. The decision to send trooper aircraft out on a mission will no longer be on one person's shoulders.
People's lives are definitely at risk, and it's hard for our personnel who's joined the department to provide public service. It's hard for them sometimes to say no, and that's why we want to make sure that we have someone outside the, if you want to call it, the loop that makes a decision if it's worth our risk to handle this call.
Troopers are working with the NTSB to determine the cause of the 2013 Hilo 1 crash.